Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. With me today is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
And very special guest, John Munson. Welcome to the show. John is the Vice President at AgStar for Rural Capital Network and also Vice Chair for the Center for Rural Policy and Development Board. Welcome to the show. Now, in last week's program, we had a discussion about how rural Minnesota has to be thinking regionally, as opposed to the sort of traditional way of thinking of, you know, each community having its own particular fiefdom and so forth, and how really looking forward, we have to think more regionally. It's interesting because we've had this discussion before, but change doesn't happen very fast. It's difficult to turn the ship.
Well, you are so right about that. And we were just talking about, you know, if not us in rural Minnesota, then who? And if not, you know, organizations that work together, nonprofits, public and private entities that understand the importance of building some growth capacity and competing globally, our competition isn't 5 miles down the road. It's overseas. Mm-hmm. And when we understand that that's our competition, we have to come together because you have to bring a region's assets together and you have to collaborate in order to really leverage those assets to compete. And that's a different mindset. But I think it's really about understanding the facts.
So I want to maybe pick at the scab a little bit more and talk about some of the individual kinds of issues that you brought up at the front end of this discussion. One of them was sort of the aging population and the dwindling population. We are having a brain drain in rural Minnesota. When you talk about collaborating as a region, what might be one of the strategies to sort of either maintain or keep some of those talented people in the region, or even draw people, young, bright people to the region?
Two things come to mind. We are seeing regions marketing together. We're seeing cities within regions coming together. We see this in Southwest Minnesota. They market themselves as a region and how important that rural region is. What we've learned is that when people get into their 30s or even 40s, they bring their families back into those rural communities and they are engaged and involved in leadership roles. Very difficult to get engaged in leadership activities, maybe in a suburban or urban area. But in small towns, you're needed. And, you know, the few seem to do a lot of the work. But there are lots of opportunities to engage in communities, whether it's your church, whether it's in your community, whether it's the Lions Club, Rotary, whatever it is, there's opportunities. I think that there's a lot of ways that you can really get at this issue, but I think the heart of it is it's a cultural issue. Mm-hmm. And we have a tendency to tell the young folks in our communities, our kids, that if you stay home in a rural community, you're going to be a loser. And our communities are telling our kids that.
Mm-hmm.
Staying at home isn't always a bad thing. In fact, it can be a very, very good thing.
Thanks, John. John Munson, Vice President for AgStar's Rural Capital Network and also Vice Chair for the Center for Rural Policy and Development Board. Also, Marnie Werner was with us today, and I'm Jim Gullickson. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.